Well, that'll work.
I can't I'll really like see your whole body.
That's a good answer, man.
Man, don't say that. Anyway, I'm getting ready to get started, guys. Everybody ready?
Yep.
All right. Believe in Tennessee fans, guys. We got a special guest here. RB1 has done a phenomenal job, had a spectacular performance at the Combine. We got Jalen right here with our VFLAA, as always, man. Man, I mean, you tore it up, man. I mean, 4.38, man, that's running, man. And I know you wasn't too happy with that, man, but you ran faster than I did. You know what I'm saying? You rolling, man. You know what I'm saying? You done beat me finally, you know? But you was running, man. And 11.2 in the broad jump, man. Let me ask, we're going to ask you a couple questions, man. What did you take away from the combine experience, man?
I mean, it's just something you got to just embrace. You know, I tried my best to embrace it. I mean, it was stressful sometimes. Yeah. A lot of weighing and a lot of, you know, walking and just doing a lot of stuff, you know, interviews, a lot of talking, and a lot of late nights, you know, not getting a lot of rest and stuff like that. But, I mean, it was just a good experience, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Were you nervous? Like, I remember I did my first interview, and maybe AA, you can speak to this. Were you nervous going into that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Did you get more comfortable, I guess, as you went through all the interviews?
Yeah, I was nervous, especially because my first interview was with Cowboys, so there was a lot of people in there, and I really didn't, like, I knew what to expect, but I really didn't know what to expect. I just knew what to expect, you know, off of what people told me, like how interviews go. But I mean, it was good, and as I went through interviews, everything started to calm down, and I started, you know what I'm saying, just being more comfortable with them.
Well, so, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask. So, Jalen, of course, you know, we watch you because you're UT, you know, running back, and we're former UT running backs, and we've watched you, Jay, a lot more than me, but we've watched you grow into a really, really elite back. And so as you go into the combine, you know, I want to ask you, as you came out of the combine, all I heard was, you know, Jalen Wright's stock is soaring through the roof. And I knew that because not only did you run well and test well, but most importantly, when you did the running back drills, I thought you looked elite. And so what does it mean to you, and what was your mentality as you went in, and then to see that your stock is up because of your performance and it aligns to what you did on the field? How did that make you feel when you saw that? And what was your approach as you went into the combine and then afterwards receiving everything that you've received? You know, where's your mindset at now?
I mean, it means a lot. Going into the combine, I just had a mentality, you know, just to show the world, like, who I am, what I'm about. Had all the confidence in the world. I was going to run fast, jump high, and do good on running back drills. That's what preparation is for, and, you know, I feel like I prepared well for it. So, I feel like everything went right, and the expectations are, I mean, sky's the limit now.
So I'm going to follow that up with one more question, and I think I know the answer to this because any running back worth a soul is going to say this, but you know, they're talking about you being one of the top three backs taken off the board. What makes you number one? What makes you the guy that should be RB1 in this draft?
I mean, I just feel like I have all the attributes to a great running back. I feel like I can do everything, three down back, catch the ball off the backfield, explosive, make people miss in the open field, break tackles, great contact balance, I'm a patient runner. I see a scene, I'm hit it. It's a lot of people that don't have everything, like all the keys to a running back. I mean, I feel like I'm just natural with the running back drills. Just good feet. I mean, I just feel like I'm natural. So that's what makes me feel like I'm just the top back.
Love it. Love it.
Your speed, the sky's the limit for you. So we thought you had the biggest upside just looking at the rest of those backs, and all those backs are good in their own right. But, you know, I'm glad you answered that question that way, because you are the top running back in the draft, you know, and obviously, you know, I'm a little biased, but everybody can see that on tape. You know, everybody could see that at the combine. So very excited about that for you, man. What bit of advice? I got one question for you. What bit of advice did you get you know, through this process is proven to be true? You know, like who gave you that advice and what bit of advice is proven to be true through the whole process for you?
Just be yourself through the whole process. Just going to interviews, being confident in your ability. Then when you go to the field, I mean, just be confident in all the work you put in. You know, the advice, I talked to, you know, Jalen Hyatt, you know, Hendon Hooker, you know, those guys, really were big mentors for me. You know, I saw the process that they took to get to the point that they're at now. And I saw the work that they put in. So, you know, I mean, I'm a great learner. I'm a great listener. So, you know, I just visualize and I saw all that. So that's where I am with that.
So Jalen, let me ask you a question about, fortunately I was in a running back room with three other pros. And at one point, I think there was, you know, four of us starting in the NFL. And so I patterned a lot of things. I took some things from Jay. I took some things from Charlie Garner. I took some things from James Little Man Stewart. What running backs have you looked at and said, I'm going to, you know, emulate that and I'm going to make that part of my game? Who are your backs that you kind of study and look up to and say, hey, you know, I want to, as I, you mentioned, being an all-around back, who are the guys that you got to take a little bit from and you say, I want to be like that guy? Or better than that guy?
This past season, before my junior year season, I was in the film room and I was watching a lot of backs. My favorite back is Adrian Peterson. His run style, you know, the way he runs the ball. I mean, he just runs the ball so physical. He's explosive. You know, he just do everything. He catches the ball at the backfield. And, you know, Christian McCaffrey is a guy that everybody knows that can do everything. So, you know, those two guys I really, like, model my game after. And, you know, I can see myself being like.
Good answer. Those are some good backs right there.
Yes, they are.
Question right here. Okay. What was your most eye-opening experience? Like through this whole process, I know you're not all the way through it, but what was something that, you know, I don't think surprising, but what was your most eye-opening experience through this whole process?
Most eye-opening experience, it's just the way that teams look at you. It's just the way that the combine is. It's crazy. I mean, just through like the medical stuff and, you know, all the stuff that we had to do, I can see why, like how it is, because, you know, they're investing a lot of money in you. So, you know, we had to do a lot. I had one day where it was a medical day and I had MRI and X-ray. So one day I had one MRI, but then the next day, they went through my whole medical thing, and not to mention, I mean, I didn't have a lot of injuries during my career, you know, thank God. But it was a lot of stuff, you know, like hamstring strains and, you know, strains and stuff like that. So they wanted to like give me like three extra like MRIs. So that was like kind of stressful. You know, I had to go back to the hospital and I spent about like 5 hours in the hospital, you know, just trying to get MRIs. And you know, it's just seeing everybody that's there. Everybody that's there is good. You know, so I mean, it's a process, and you know, I'm blessed to go through it. So, you know,
we both said the same thing. You know, we were talking about it before on the show before on that was eye opening for us. You know, and back in the day, I don't know if it's like it is now, but we had to walk through there. You know, shirts off and. You know, but you guys, the same thing, going to the hospitals, going through the medical exams, you know, you just feel it's just different, right?
Yeah.
And we mentioned that just being with all those great players in one space, right? And knowing that, hey, you know, cream rises to the top, and obviously you did, but being around that many good players, great players, right? And realizing, you know, your dreams are about to come true, man. You know, that's the thing that I think stood out to both of us as we talked about it. So that's really cool when we realized that it hadn't changed too much, you know, as far as that process in the combine. We ain't too old, Jalen. You know what I mean? it ain't changed that much, you know? So,
yeah.
Man.
So, so, So speaking of change in college football, you got this whole NIL perspective that you have to speak to. And we, of course, didn't have that. You know, we were trying to grind and make it better, you know, for our families. But you pretty much walked away from a lot of NIL money to make the decision to go pro. Tell us how you got it, kind of make that, because you're RB1. If you come back to Tennessee, you're RB1 of a rising program that's probably going to try to, you know, get close to making the playoffs. So talk to us a little bit about how you made that decision. And then the other thing, I know when I first got a large chunk of money, it was the first time it ever happened in my life. You know, I was 22 years old. But you guys, you know, have been different. You've had the opportunity to take advantage of your balling on the field and being paid for it. So talk to us about how you make the decision not to come back for more NIL money, and then how has that prepared you to get the big money you're about to get, you know, here in a couple months?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the NIL process, I mean, it's cool and all, but, I mean, I could have, yeah, of course, could have stayed for, you know, a good amount of money. Could have stayed, you know what I'm saying, another year, and, you know, just – have more rushing yards and, you know, just be on that list of, you know, rushing leaders. But I feel like I had a year where I was able to come out. I didn't have like no injuries, no serious injuries. Like I said, thank God, didn't have no serious injuries. I played every game. I feel like I had the tape to come out and, you know, to be the best back. So at the end of the day, I mean, it's just I took a bet on myself, so I'm betting on myself right now, and I feel like I could be the top back, and, you know, I'm here
now. You bet on yourself, and you cashed in on it, and I respect that. Another thing that I was going to say is I think there are a lot of other running backs that went back to school. Hey, man, you know, they're not taking us as the trophies we used to be. You know, they're kind of putting up with us at running back, so you got to go get the getting while the getting is good. Like, and that's exactly – what you're doing and the decision you made in comparison to the other backs that are in this draft. I think you made a very, very mature decision that you're going to reap the rewards for. And, you know, we're all sitting here, you know, we played and played well in the league, but eventually a running back, you know, the tread catches up. You only got so much tread on your tires. So I respect the fact. And if my son's in the situation you're in, I'm going to tell him to do the exact same thing, man. Go get it done while you're at your best, because you just never know. So good job, man. Betting on yourself all the way. It seems like you bet on yourself the whole year. I'm gonna put up film. I'm gonna put up numbers. I'm gonna get my body right. It looked like you got bigger, and you can just tell you're a very, very mature kid, man. And you know, I definitely will be rooting for you, buddy.
Appreciate it.
No, the question I got is, so what do you do now? You know, I know not a lot of Believe in Tennessee fans want to know, like, who are you training with? What's your training schedule? You know, kind of how do you stay up? I think that's the toughest thing. You come off the combine and you got a little time here. I know it's a lot of stuff you got to do, but who are you training with, and how do you get that done in this process?
I'm training at Exos. Same place I was training with pre-combine. So I came back. I'm getting back to my regular schedule. You know, we got a speed session at 9:15. Then I'll go at 1 o'clock to go get PT. And then I'll have like a workout, like a lift. You know, each day it's a different lift. You know, legs, arms, different things like that. And then, you know, on the field wise, you know, I trained with this guy named 300, Jay Hicks. On footwork and stuff like that. So I'm just basically keeping my same schedule, catching, doing things like that, you know, just keep everything right so I can get ready for pro day.
Wow. People don't realize how much stuff you got to do, you know, to stay up. But, you know, that is good that you're sticking with it here going into this pro day. So I know you'll be ready for it.
Oh, yeah.
So, gentlemen, let's talk a little bit about the Vols next year. You're very close to that program, but now they call you alumni like they do us, but you have a closer touch to it. What do you think about the opportunities or the team next year, and how well they think they'll do, that you think they'll do?
I mean, I feel like they got a good shot. You know, they got Nico at quarterback, you know, he's young, but you can obviously see like the potential in him. for like the old line. They're getting the old line right. They got new bodies coming in. You know, they of course they got the old guys like Cooper Mays, Javonte Spraggs, John Campbell. And then the running back room, they might be a little young, but you still got Dylan Sampson. You know, that's somebody that got experience. And, you know, just the younger guys just got to step up and, you know what it takes to be an SEC running back. So, I mean, I feel like they have a great shot of being great. So, I mean, sky's the limit, you know, defense-wise, James Pierce, he's on there. You know, they got Omar. Then they got Omari Thomas, you know, on the D-line. So, I mean, I'm just ready to see what they're going to do. It's just, I feel like they got a great shot, you know, being the best in the SEC.
Well, man, you're doing a good job. You welcome on this show anytime, man. You know, now you alumni. You know, you're an old guy now. You know what I'm saying? They make you feel like alumni real fast, don't it? You know? Yeah. But I know them young backs going to call you like I did Aaron, you know?
Yep.
Aaron came out and I called him all the time just to, you know, see how that process is going, what he's going through, right? Like you did with Jalen Hyde, you know? And yep. Also, you know, advice, you know, what bit of advice would you give to the running backs, some young running backs in that room? I'm sure they calling you. I know Samson calling like, hey, man, what do I do here getting ready for spring ball? But what advice would you give to them, you know, as you're exiting the program, you know, what would you say to those young guys?
Just make sure they stay in the building. Make sure they stay in that film room. Cause that's what really like helped me a lot this past season. Yes. Staying in the film room, you know, watching coverages, watching defenses, watching how the backers flow and everything. Just being a student of the game, and not only that, you know, taking care of their body. You know, I feel like that's really important. You know, just staying in the training room, cold tub, hot tub, you know, all that. You know, you're nothing without your body. So, you know, just taking the process serious. Don't cheat the game. Take that weight room really seriously. That's what I really did. You know, weight rooms is where I really think I made my money at. You know, just going hard, every rep, not skipping no reps, competing, you know. So, I mean, all that just led up to me having the season I had.
So I'm going to give you some advice that Reggie Cobb gave me. And he was a guy that reached back out to me all the time and gave me when I was in the similar spot that you're in. And when you get to the league, man, especially that first year, take it one day at a time. One day. Each day is that day. And don't get caught up in anything outside of that day because it's a long season. Things happen. You're up on the depth chart. You're down on the depth chart. And then next thing you know, somebody gets hurt in front of you or you're just a guy because you got drafted so high. But just take it one day at a time, man, and keep doing what you're doing. The maturity that you have is going to take you. It's going to take you a long way, man. You can just tell. But, yeah, that was the advice he gave me, and then I gave to Jay, and he passed to Montario, and that's just how we've always done it. So that's the advice from one of the GOATs at Tennessee, Reggie Cobb. Take it one day at a time, man.
Gotcha.
Well, man, we appreciate having you on this show, man. And, you know, we're looking forward to watching you in the future, man. You're going to have a phenomenal effect on the NFL. You're going to be a franchise back. I see it. We both have seen guys come through before, and you have all those attributes, man. But the biggest thing is what you got in here. You know, your heart, man, your desire, your mindset, you know, those things are going to carry you far. So very excited. Tennessee fans are looking forward to watching you play in the NFL, man. And, man, you're getting that legendary trophy, man, coming up, man, Pro Day. You know, I know, you know, that's a good thing, man, you know, to be remembered and people will remember you, you know, based on what you did at Tennessee, but also what you're going to do in the future, man. So really excited, man. Congrats, man. So proud of you, man. Congrats. Young man from Durham, North Carolina, man. You know, I don't talk about Durham too much, man. You know what I'm saying?
But we from Durham. Huh? You sure talk a lot about North
Carolina, though. I'm just saying. Good just seem like there's some running backs down there to run fast and get after it, you know?
Man,
so we looking.
Yeah, huh? Y'all ain't got nothing but you, Natron Means, and now Jalen Wright. That's yes. All y'all got, man.
And Jalen going to be the best one of all of them, and I'm going to keep bragging. All right? Don't be a whole man bragging about it, man. So excited for you, man. Believe in Tennessee fans. This is a special podcast, man. We looking forward to watching you in the future, man. And go Vols, man.
Go Vols. Good luck, Jalen.
Appreciate it.
Good job.